This is Loilet Reviews, where we give you a number two review while you leave a number two in the toilet. Welcome. We are back to Toilet Reviews. Yes, I said it right. And we had a little bit of a break, family vacation, and I was ill-prepared for an album today because it's like a good thing and a bad thing. I used to be on my family's Apple plan, which included, you know, Apple TV, news, I think, and music, of course. And my little brother recently returned home from some time abroad, and now I am off of it. So I'm back on Spotify. So the bad news is I have to pay for my own music. The good news is it's Spotify, not Apple Music, because it is just better. And I don't, if someone wants to debate that, go ahead. Like, maybe if you think you have like a good personal, like, it doesn't matter. I don't get it. So Spotify is better. So today what we're going to do is I'm actually going through the 2000s indie scene playlist on Spotify. I won't do all the songs. I don't quite have time, and do quick fire reviews, like what I think about some of these songs. This is an era I grew up in. I was born early 90s. So this era of music is a lot of stuff I was listening to and when I was developing my musical palette, we'll say. Granted, and I am someone who does not believe the 2000s contain a lot of great indie music. I think there's a lot of good, like good and really good, but great, I don't know. But let's see what we got here. Starting off the list, White Winter Hymnal, Fleet Foxes. I love Fleet Foxes, but this is not a favorite of mine. Like, and I really like this song too. I've played it before, like done covers of it at events, and I enjoy this song, but it is very just the same thing over with a little bridge. And I think it's good, but just good. 7 out of 10. Time to Pretend, MGMT. I really like this song. I think this is, it's not my favorite song on the album, and it's none of the big hits off the album that's my favorite, but very good. It makes me think of them talking about recording it with just being on some crazy drugs, watching like bugs kill each other. But yeah, really like this song. Let's do 8 out of 10. Us, Regina Spektor. This will always make me and a lot of people think of 500 Days of Summer. And the problem is I can't listen to it without thinking about that, but I think it is such a great opener track for that, those opening credits or whatever you want to call that part. I really like it. I'm going to go 8 out of 10. Here It Goes Again by OK Go. I mean, once again, you can't do this song without the music video. The song itself, I'm not a big fan of at all. I need to really adjust these numbers because I gave White Winter Hymnal a 7, but I said I didn't love it. Whatever. I would give this song a 5 out of 10 and the music video a 9 out of 10. The Treadmills are classic. I think it was really great. They have great music videos. I just don't love their music. Heads Will Roll by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Not a fan of this song. I think this song is, it's like a song you'd hear before a basketball game starts to get pumped up. And, you know, not for me. 3 out of 10. A Wraith Pinned to the Mist, blah, 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 by Of Montreal. Really like this song. I think this is not a band I really listen to a lot, but whenever I heard it, was always a big fan of kind of the dreaminess going on here. And just very, like, bubbly. Makes me feel good. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10. Walking with a Ghost, Tegan and Sarah. My first experience with this song was the cover version, which I believe is the White Stripes. But really like Tegan and Sarah. I think the song is really good. I'm just 7 out of 10. Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap. Unfortunately, my introduction to this song was whatever pop version came out after. Since I have seen Imogen Heap do this live with her like crazy gloves on, where she's like doing music with their like hands based on their positioning. And I think that's really cool. I'm a big fan of seeing stuff like that. The song itself isn't like something I would go back to time and time again, but still really like it. Like 7.5 out of 10. Once again, these are good reviews, not great for me. It's kind of what I expected. Across the Universe by Fiona Apple. This is weird because it's a cover of a Beatles song. It is a really good cover of a Beatles song, but just for the 2000s indie scene playlist, I'm just surprised to see it. I really do like it, though. I really love Fiona Apple. I think her really good stuff is before this, time, but I'll give this 8 out of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4 by Feist. I do not like this song. I think it's just too bubbly and too just in your face, simple, blah, blah, blah. Boring lyrics, I think. I'm not saying I could do better, but yeah. So we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll give it a 5. 5. Help, I'm Alive by Metric. I do like this song. I do like this song. This is one that I would always hear it and not know who it was until like later on in my life when things like Spotify were out. Because these were songs I was hearing pre-Spotify, of course, or just streaming music. It was just, I don't even know where we were hearing these songs. It was just word of mouth and spreading and LimeWire probably. And yeah, I'll give this one 7 out of 10 for Metric. Float On, Modest Mouse. Love this song. I always think of the concert when I saw them here in Salt Lake, and it's just very lively. Not my favorite Modest Mouse song, but a classic. 8 out of 10. Chicago by Sufjan Stevens. I think it's good. I just think it's good. I'm not the biggest Sufjan Stevens fan, but I'll give it a 6 out of 10. Yeah, come at me. Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. Really don't like this song. Really don't. I think it's, the vocals drive me insane. I think they're shrill and just annoying. And I'm going 4 out of 10. Such Great Heights, Postal Service. I think this is classic. I think this is probably one of the better ones on this playlist so far, in my opinion. Hard to think of the song without the context of the album as a whole, but yeah, I'll go 8 out of 10. Let Go by Frou Frou. This song is really good. Album cover I hate, but I think the song, very fitting, not fitting into any genre boxes like the typical alternative rock or like indie pop that like kind of was created in this era, I feel like, and I just think it fits nicely. 8 out of 10. Bulletproof by LaRue. I don't know why this is on here. Is this really an indie scene song? This is like a 2 out of 10. This is like that indie pop I'm talking about that I just really don't like, I guess. Soul Meets Body, Death Cab. Death Cab's a favorite of mine. This song is good. It's kind of like the White Winter Hymnal one for me. I think it's a good song by a band I love, but not one of their best or even close to, in my opinion. So yeah, I don't know, 6, 7 out of 10. 2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear. Once again, there are so many better songs. These are just like the popular ones, and that's why I shouldn't be doing a playlist like this, maybe, but it's a good song. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. It's good. Great piano intro, very classic. You know it right when it comes on. And Ed Drosty's voice is great in it. So yeah, 7 out of 10. Dog Days Are Over, Florence and the Machine. I do like this song. Once again, just like the catchy one from the band. But yeah. Yeah, I like this song a lot. 7 out of 10. My numbers aren't adding up based on what I'm saying, and I've recognized that. Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Kind of weird to be in the, yeah, I guess indie scene. I don't know. Whatever. Great song. Not one of my favorites of theirs, but a good song. 7 out of 10. So many 7 out of 10s. I really need to think about my reviewing things. Okay, Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead. Radiohead like kind of transcends the indie scene in my opinion. But this is one of, if not the best song we've had on here so far, like 8.5, 9 out of 10. In Rainbows is classic through and through. Dashboard, Modest Mouse. Oh, we got another Modest Mouse song. I do like Dashboard just as much as Float On. Let's go 8 out of 10. Very catchy, drivey. Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. Yeah, really like this song. When this was on the radio, I was always stoked. Really happy when this came on. And, you know, I'll give it, 8 out of 10. Master of None by Beach House. I think this is pre-really good Beach House, but still good Beach House. I think it gets better from here for sure, but 7 out of 10. Little Lion Man by Mumford and Sons. No. Not a fan at all. Let's give this like a, it's just like so boring. I mean, it's not bad. So like, but it's boring. 5 out of 10. New Slang by The Shins. Really like this song. In fact, I just watched the episode of Scrubs that had this like 2 days ago, I think. And I just think it's classic. It really shines and fits well wherever you find it, I think, and can be just one of those great songs that you need sometimes. 8 out of 10. Crime Wave by Crystal Castles. I was not expecting to see this, but I'm so happy it's on here. I mean, Crystal Castles, like, yeah, I didn't expect to see this on here. It's a really good song. This kind of synthy era, like this subset of it, I think is really great, and everything fits in the mix so well, and it's just really catchy. Yeah, I'm gonna go 9 out of 10 here. I think it's fantastic. Welcome Home, Son by Radical Face. I always think of the first time I heard it, which was on a climbing movie, and it feels very fitting to that. But when I hear it just out and about, I don't know. I just don't like it anymore. I liked it in the 2000s when I would hear it, but not for me anymore. Paper Planes by MIA. It is a classic. Come on. It's good. It's simple, I think. But I don't know. It's really good. 7 out of 10. And First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes. Yeah, this song is, I mean, kind of the epitome of what I think of when I think of indie 2000s. Bright Eyes was big enough to not be like this niche band, but this song was definitely one of the great ones. I'm going to go 8.5 out of 10. Mouthful of Diamonds by Fantagram. I love this song. It's something that just, it always cheers me up when I hear it. Not because it's like this uplifting song, but I just love her voice. The production is there. It's pre, like, somewhat famous Fantagram. They were still fairly small when this came out. And I got to see them open for a show on this album, and it was just really great. My Girls by Animal Collective. Really good song. It does get a touch repetitive. But, you know, it's just, you want to move, you want to dance, you want to sing along. I think it's good. 8 out of 10. Wake Up by Arcade Fire. Yeah, this one, another one. Yeah, there's been a lot of bangers down low in terms of what you think of with 2000s indie scene. And Wake Up, just having those, like, the chanting, not chanting, but, you know, the ooze, is whatever they're singing. And it's really classic. I think it fits better in the context of the album once again, but really good song, 8 out of 10. Australia by The Shins. Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I didn't realize that this album was during the 2000s. I thought it might be just after. But I really like this song. I think this album as a whole is very fitting. Just a great Shin song, yeah. I'm going to go, 7.5 out of 10. Sound of Settling, Death Cab. Surprised this is on here from the album. I think there are much better songs. This is like one of the catchier ones, though. Not one of my favorites, though. Probably 6 out of 10. Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. I'm like shocked some of these are in the 2000s and not the 2010s. Obviously, whoever, I'm not checking these, so I just typed in the playlist name and I'm going through them. But yeah, it's a really good song. Everyone knows it. Everyone likes it. I just think it's good. That's it. 7. Dance Yourself Clean. Okay, this is classic. Like instant 9 out of 10. The 10-minute version's incredible. And just, you want to dance yourself clean when you hear it and think about that ski part with it. Gobbledygook by Sigur Rós. This is so shocking to be on here. And this is the last one we're doing. I skipped a bunch because it's already been a lot of minutes. But I'm really surprised to see this. Sigur Rós doesn't have any songs that I would call like catchy. Good. And Sigur Rós is one of my favorite bands. I'm going to be reviewing their new album here soon. But yeah. I'm just surprised to see this, any of their music on this. It's a good song. It is one of the shorter ones, which maybe is why they put it on here. But I think like Opie Polo would have been better for this list. But yeah, I really like that song. And I'm just a huge fan of the band. So 8 out of 10. So here we go. Yeah, that's what I'm going to cover today. I think, yeah, we talked about a lot of songs here. And overall, I just think it's good. Like I said, there is great music from this decade, surely. And I think all of this is good pieces of it. I think albums speak to me a little more from this era. Like the Death Cab albums I love from this album, I think are incredible. The Radiohead we talked about in Rainbows, incredible. The Sigur Rós albums I think are incredible. I think some of these pieces, like even the MGMT, Oracular Spectacular, I think a lot of these albums just make better albums than the songs individually. So, and that's always been my opinion with this genre of music, that usually the music is put in a place for a reason. Each track has a purpose in its place. So hearing them all on their own and thinking about them all on their own just makes them a little bit worse for me. But there you have it. The 2000 singles, 7 out of 10. Today's National Day. Well, we won't do National. We'll do State Day. We got Pioneer Day. recognizing when the Mormon pioneers came into the Salt Lake Valley in 1847. Yeah, it's been a long time, and people still celebrate it. I think most of us are still working on it. It's like, to me, it's a little bit of a non-holiday because it's so close to July 4th. It's just another excuse for fireworks. I'm not saying like this isn't something like every state has their like, day they could celebrate, right? But come on, like I work for a Utah-based company and don't even get it off. Like, what are we doing here? In recent years, I have celebrated it more with friends as Pie and Beer Day. I just eat a load of pie because pie is great, better than cake. Like, that's a review we can do, pie versus cake. And I just think, yeah, it's great. So Pioneer Day, yeah, it's fine. But Pie and Beer Day, okay. Give me some pie. Thank you for listening to this long and excruciating episode of Toilet Reviews. I hope you weren't on the toilet for it. Have a good one. Bye.